When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Oh, Beluga, how proud I am to be your father. How you scamper down the street with your stubby, overfed legs, barely clearing the ground as you stumble along waiting for the morning relief. How spectacular a creature you are, majestic in your obese stomach, dragging along the concrete. As you trot along in the city of Manassas with your lovely brother, Frankie. Such a wonderful morning you gave me today, Beluga. For the first time ever, I think I appreciated your quality of form. You are a magnificent specimen. One of a kind. Someone that should be put in a museum. Someone who should be cherished. A canine above all canines. But... Wow. That is not why I pay tribute to you today, Beluga. I pay tribute to you because you did something not even mere humans can do.
Ah,
You are a fantastic creature because not only did you squat halfway through our morning jog and relieve a copious amount of poo, you did it 5 minutes later in the same amount. That's right, two full bowel movements. Not small, not just a little dollop. No, I'm talking about two full prodigious coils dropped on my walk today. I salute you, Beluga O'Mara.
Yeah, progress.
For even on my best days, there has to be at least an hour or so in between them. And it's just amazing to me that you not only squatted in front of Martha's yard down the street, but not 5 minutes later, you squatted in the lawyer's office yard and dropped the same coil. Bravo, Beluga. Beluga with your bald-eyed stare. Beluga with your coat of black. What a magnificent creature you are. Once again, a round of applause.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just finally, had to do something that. Right.
Yeah, I just had to, you know, I had to say that. It was truly an amazing morning to be out with Beluga. You'll understand why. That is normally what Carla does in the morning. That's why she is the dog whisperer. Mm-hmm. Today, I was Carla's bitch.
Ooh. Oh, really?
As a matter of fact, I will probably be Carla's bitch during the entire summer.
Ooh.
Okay.
Damn.
Details coming later. Time for our birthdays, though.
Oh, yeah. Thursday's birthdays.
Let's get right to the mailbag with today's birthdays for our Thursday show. It's a Thursday tradition here in the Mike O'Mara Studios. Let me just say before I proceed here, a tip of the cap, the Mike O'Mara Show cap to Mr. Ronick and Mr. Santana and Mr. Diaz, who have been my companions this week. This very very fun week that we have had together, and it's just been the three of us.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to pass along to both Rob and Buzz. I know we had a little scare with Buzz a while back where he was leaving, and I know it's kind of fresh to be doing that, but for Rob and Buzz, please don't come back.
Oh, no.
You're no longer welcome here in my home. I don't wish you to be here. I don't want to see you anymore.
I heard from Rob this morning. I was texting him regarding the audio vault. He told me that when he had heard the news about Jerry.
Yes.
He was so concerned that he thought if there was something serious, he was going to drive home just so he could come to the show.
So he could cover the Jerry
situation.
So he could
cover it for us.
Let me tell you this with supreme respect. Mm-hmm. To Mr. Jerry Lewis. Mm-hmm. If Rob did that, I would testify at the divorce hearing with Carrie.
Yeah.
I would find Carrie a divorce attorney if he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry's died. I've got to get back from Nag's Head.
People need to hear me and what I have to say about Jerry.
I mean, separate the pure logistics of what we do now. Because let's be honest, we all know it is not the immediacy of a radio broadcast. It's not, and it never will be. Just the way it's structured, people listen on their own time. My own wife listens a day late. That's how people listen to this show. So that in and of itself would be reason not to do that.
Yeah, but it's that huge melon on his shoulders that says,
I am actually Jerry.
And how is Jerry? Do we know? I haven't even. I was looking at the news today. I have
not. He might have died yesterday. I don't care.
I have not even found out about Jerry.
Well, we know if he would have died, Rob would have been here.
Yes, that's true. So
sorry, Carrie.
To Rob and to Buzz, you know, we will welcome you back. Here are the birthdays. Lorian Kreiner had a birthday Monday and says we've seen her through good times and bad times. That's all. Tim Hess talks about us all the time at the dinner table. Wonder if he's related to anybody else.
Yeah, he might be.
Hess.
The Hess Oil Company?
Tim, no.
Oh.
Todd. Anyway, Tim Hess talks about us all the time at the dinner table. RJ knows what I'm talking about. So his wife, Robbie, wanted us to know his birthday was Tuesday. Tim's a big fan of Buzz, so it's a good thing Buzz isn't here to hear that.
Yeah.
That's funny. Bill Sniffen is a proud American who turns 51 tomorrow. Bill, don't let anybody tell you different. The 50s are the wonder years.
Really?
Yes, the wonder years if you like getting major arthritic joints.
And migraines.
Sunday, the very sexy Tracy Chaluga.
Oh.
Hey, it rhymes with beluga.
Oh, how
turns
perfect.
38. I just talked about beluga's dumps, which is the curviest number a woman can have. Kind of worries me just a thought when a woman starts describing herself
as curvy.
As curvy, but who knows?
Right.
We could all be wrong.
People are into different things.
Yeah, just stay the hell away from the Bolivian. That's all I have to say about that. Keith Monson's birthday was June 12th and would like Mike to wish him a happy belated birthday in his Keith Morrison persona.
I don't know. I thought maybe I just never knew about it, but I don't remember you doing
anyone class?
Like that.
Anyone?
No.
Keith Morrison?
You do Van Morrison?
No.
No. Right?
I never do Van Morrison. Keith will you please send me another email with for purposes of explanation? I'd appreciate that. Kim Shadle would like us to wish her husband and best friend Dan a happy 41st birthday. Dan is a longtime fan that managed to get Kim completely hooked on TMOS. We are grateful for that. Andy Manry's daughter Anna is turning 8 on Saturday, June 16th. Anna is a third generation TMOS listener and would love to have Charlie wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Anna.
There you go.
Anna, you're 8. You're 8 years old, Anna.
Yeah.
You're 8 years old.
How old are you?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Rob's not here.
Rob usually knows that.
Happy birthday to Dan Merrow, an avid listener and grandfather to Brandon Moody. He, too, would like a birthday greeting from Charlie.
There he is.
Hi, Dan. Already said happy birthday to Anna.
That's
you're not
right.
Original. You got to be an original, Dan. Saturday is Jean-Michel Brunet's 28th birthday. Oh, hold on a second. We got music for that.
Jean-Michel Brunet, it is your 28th birthday. And instead of requesting a voice like most people, Jean-Michel would like the traditional TMOS birthday greeting. Well, I've certainly blown that for you, haven't I? Huh? With this silly French accent I'm giving you? Anyway, thank you very much. Shut up. Tommy Buono, it's like Victor Buono, would like to wish his good friend Dave Drebs, or Drebs, a happy 29th birthday and would love a greeting from the Riddler himself, RJ Diaz. Hit it, RJ. Go ahead. Now.
Happy birthday!
What the hell was that?
He's so original.
I don't.
He's so original. He never, in his never. Own way... In his own way, and you know, I don't say this privately because I don't believe it.
Right.
But in his own way, he never disappoints.
No.
That's true.
You know?
No. Yeah.
And the remind me but occasionally to say that privately.
Okay.
That was more something about Mary than RJ.
Yes.
Oh,
you know? But you never know what you're going to get. Yeah. That's the beauty of RJ.
Yeah. You see my ball?
A very happy 50th to Mark Moe.
Yeah.
Mark Moe from his wife, Jill. Mark is also a Weight Not success story. He's lost 57 pounds. In honor of his big day and weight loss, Jill would like to surprise him with a birthday greeting from Jackie Stallone. All right.
There we go.
Hey, Mark. Hope you have a great birthday. What's your wife Jackie going to do? I'm sorry, Jill. I just got caught up in the whole Jack and Jill fiasco.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, what a crapshoot that is. What a can of worms.
Any special message for Mo?
Hey,
or is
Mo.
It Mo? Yeah.
Hey, no, mine's to Jill.
Oh, okay.
You know, my husband's a doctor.
Mm.
She'd give her the advice to fill a tub up with milk. Dive in. And when Mo comes home, Mark Mo, yeah. You know, give him that special favor.
Yes.
Or my name's not Jackie Stallone. You think you douchebags want to start the show now?
Oh, boy, yeah, I guess so.
Let's do it.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Ru, before I forget, I really appreciate you meeting me for lunch. I know how busy you are and how tired you are.
What are friends for, Jerry?
I really wish you would think about it again. Okay.
You're starting again. You're starting up again.
I'm asking you to take over the show for 6 weeks. What's 6 weeks?
I'll give you anything, but don't ask me to do 6 weeks. I can't take over the show for 6 weeks. I can't even take over my own life for 6 weeks. And you're asking me to do something that's impossible. It's impossible. Don't you understand? What?
What are you doing down there so late?
It's impossible. I'm trying to tell you that. What do you want? You want the tears to come out of my eyes?
There's got to be a way you can work it out. It's just 6 weeks.
Rupert, who are you talking to?
Mom!
What is it?
Please stop calling me.
Will you give me an answer?
All right, you got the 6 weeks. I'll give you the 6 weeks. Don't bother me. I'll give you the 6 weeks. What can I say? You happy now?
You're a tough man, Rupert.
Well, you gotta be in this business.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. Don't call us at 718-506-1625. I don't even open my computer anymore at the beginning of the show unless I have something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps soft porn.
Oh.
Anyway, our show today is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
April is teaching a CPR and first aid course on Saturday. That's Saturday, June 23rd. That's a week from Saturday. At the Manassas Innovation Park location. If you'd like to register for this class, I recommend it highly. Whoa. Call April at 703-822-9040. Do you think she'll wear that t-shirt she wore to the ride, the 911 t-shirt?
That was a one and only, Mike.
Really?
But yes.
Oh, man. Well, you can click their link on our ad on the sponsors page at MikeOmaraShow.com. NVCC, we'd love you to do this for us. If you could like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website, we would really appreciate that. Take a class, save a life. And welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, comrades.
Hey.
Hello there.
You know, you've been killing yourself all week.
I have, but it's been
you've
fun.
You've been playing hurt all week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to give you your props at the
Thank
beginning
you.
Of the show because you Thanks. Guys have
Happy.
Really brought it, and I'm really delighted with
Happy
you.
Happy to be here.
I mean, we had a couple of bumps in the road this week, and, you know, Lord knows nobody expected Buzz's situation
right.
to happen. So, really, you guys have stepped up, and I am delighted to be Thanks. Working with everybody
and,
on this show.
And may I say, you've been killing it on the news.
I'm having a blast.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
talking
my,
about that.
That's
yeah.
my old deal. That's what I was trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I never did it. And every time I get a chance like that to be a real announcer, I just have so much fun doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can tell.
On the program today, I go to speak at a meeting for the Harley Owners Group in Fairfax, and a funny thing happens on the
Ooh.
Way. Preparations for the mother-in-law Diamond Jubilee,
Ooh.
As I am referring to it. That will be Carla's mother's birthday festivities.
All right.
I really think it's really almost a tie because Linda, my mother-in-law, is not having the flotilla that Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
So that's where I think all of the other celebrations probably make it into about an even
yeah.
draw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have the flyover either.
Well, and the Potomac's so far from here. At
yes,
this point.
It
yeah.
is. It is. So we're going to substitute with Linda's pool on the 23rd.
Very
so
nice.
That should work out for us. So I'll tell you all about that because I'm about to jet away, and I'm really a little bit hesitant based on the fact that it's going to be my mother-in-law. My wife,
yes,
and my wife's best girlfriend,
Ooh.
And Mr. Vagina. Hi, I'm Mr. Vagina. How are you? What can I get you?
I still got time to make a reservation, Mike.
you mean it too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You really do mean it.
Because Florida is more important than living.
Well, awesome.
So
look at you.
Let me just
He's the only one that goes there.
Yeah, you know? I know.
He's the only one that goes Jeez. There. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that if it's three women and you, they could...
They could stay in their corner or at the condo, and they can cluck away all day.
Right.
And you can go play golf.
I think I have set the table that I just don't even have to be there. I don't think I have to be near there.
No.
I think I can be fine. And even if I'm not playing golf, I will go lie by the pool and say I'm playing golf.
Yes.
Just to do that. Now, they're wonderful. Here's the good news. The good news is, A, I get along fabulously with my mother-in-law. Always
That's
have.
Good. That's
and
good.
B, this best friend of Carla's is my favorite friend.
Okay.
She is thoughtful, kind, wonderful, decent. Everything that is. So there is
Fun.
Not, there's no potential for real disaster outside of me just getting the female factor really just times three. And finally, I just snap like any man. Although women could be perfect women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, if it's three women and one guy, you're going to have that that circuit overload. You know.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, nothing really matters.
Really?
After I tell you this this thing that I'm going to tell you. Also today, a tribute to a hearty biker chick. Want to give a shout out to Terry, the Iron Woman. She's the lady that went down during our ride, had a punctured lung. Guess who pointed to me? Oh, there she is right over there. Last night at the Harley Owners Group.
Wow.
Meeting. Yeah. Out of the hospital.
Really?
Punctured lung.
Wow.
And I talked to her. And she's walking around. I said, I was hesitant. I was waiting till Friday to even pick up the phone because I thought you wouldn't be able to take phone calls.
Give her some time to recover.
And she's just amazing. So I give her a shout out and thanks for that.
That's awesome.
That's about it. Jerry Sandusky, please just end the trial.
Yeah.
Please
yeah.
just end the trial so we don't have to hear about this anymore.
No.
If I hear about one more 10-year-old getting oral, I'm going to get pissed off. I hate that. And a few other things. We'll talk about Oscar's spine and the Spiewak travelogue. And I've got a sincere thought on that. But let me start with this.
Can't wait.
So when we had the ride on Saturday, I think a couple of people came up to me during the course of the ride and they said, do you think you could get to the Harley Owners Group of Fairfax and give them a thank you? I said, oh, my God, it'd be a pleasure. I'd love to do that.
I sure. am in.
I would really like to do that, and it's something I wish I'd been reminded to do in previous years. I would have done it before then. And incidentally, for the purposes of this, have replay number 5 standing up
it
very
is
loud.
Very loud.
So I said, yeah, I'd be glad. I'd be glad to. It'd be a lot of fun to go out there. And I make the arrangements to go out there at 7:30. And the guy, Cliff, I think that told me the first time, said, and bring your lovely wife as well. So I asked Carla, I said, would you like to go? And she's like, I said, please come with me, please. Public speaking events are better when somebody else is there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Please. She finally says, yes, she'll go along. So, like everything, plans change. It doesn't really matter in the evening. I don't have much going on in the evening because I have no life, so it doesn't really matter. Lyndon texts me and says, we'd like you to meet some of the officers at 7 o'clock. Will you come out? And what they do is the Harley owners group is like 100 strong people. I think they got 800 members. But there are about 100 of them in this room. And they're on the dealership floor. I thought they'd be upstairs in a conference room they have. But they've got all these chairs pulled. I'm like, this is a big deal. And suddenly, and they just got a little bit, okay. You know, suddenly the little speaking engagement became a little more significant than I have. So I go walking in, and there's this lovely lady at Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax, Virginia. I give him a plug because I love him. Ruby, you know that?
Yeah, I know
she's
her.
Such a sweetheart. And I see Ruby, and I'm walking in. And Carl and I get down there early, so we have a little vino beforehand. And so I'm ready. I'm walking in, and Carla says, why don't we stand over here? So I walk over to one corner of the corner where the service area is. And they're getting ready with the PA set up to have their little meeting. And I guess I'm going to speak at the beginning of the meeting and say thank you and everything that I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
So we walk over and I said, well, maybe we could get to the dealership a little early so we could look at the motorcycle that I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
Because I always like to do that. I've been doing that for 3 years.
I've been window shopping.
I've been window shopping for 3 years. I walk over and the meeting's going to start, so we can't do that. And I was a little bit pissed because anytime I'm in a dealership, I want to go look at these motorcycles.
It's hard not to.
So we stand off to the left in the middle of all these motorcycles, and I said, that's the one I'm going to get. And she said, and Carla looks at me and she goes, well, it's yours. I said, right. I said, and I look at it and I said, right, it's mine. It's mine. And she says, no, look at it.
Hmm?
And I look down at the motorcycle, and there is a red tag.
Oh, no.
That says O'Mara.
What?
Sold.
Wow.
What?
And above the motorcycle is a sign that says, Carla, to Mike O'Mara on his birthday from his loving wife.
You're kidding
Carla.
Me.
She bought me a motorcycle! She bought me a motorcycle! Nobody's ever done anything like this for me! We don't have the money! I don't care! She bought me a motorcycle!
Wow!
All right, I look up at this.
Damn.
And I say.
That is huge.
I said, no, you didn't.
Yes.
I mean, I said.
At what point did it move?
It. I have never. People right now that were speculating online when I teased this last night that, oh, she's pregnant. I just have to say.
I thought you were getting divorced.
No.
This might not be, for the average person out there that doesn't ride, a big deal. And I just hope that I can convey to everybody that's listening what kind of a deal this was to me. And I'll stop that music right now. I looked at her for 2 minutes. Yeah. What I didn't realize at that moment was that there were 100 people in this dealership that had walked by this sign that saw this. And Lyndon and his crew, everybody was in on this. I didn't know.
Wow.
And if they weren't in it, there were 3 people in on it, apparently, from the beginning. There were, 100 people in on it, like, in that last 5 minutes, because there was the sign.
Right.
I'm standing next to her, and I don't want to get choked up.
Uh-oh.
Because I swear to God, I have never had anybody in my adult life do anything like this for me.
Yeah.
It is never happened to me. I have never processed in my adult life. I haven't, you guys. I've been doing radio since I was 23. I got successful at it early in my 20s.
Yeah, right.
And I've never, I've gone the other direction. I have never, and she is sitting there. And so I sit there with 100 people and I lose it like a little girl like I am right now because I'm reflecting on it. And I got so emotional. I mean, it was just, yes, it's a material possession, but it's not the material possession.
Right.
It's the fact that this woman did this for me. I've never had it happen to me.
Right.
I've never had anything like this happen to me.
I'm just going to speculate a little bit because you, and you mentioned this, you mentioned that you had such an early success, taste of success in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it carried on for years and
years. I want to clarify that point and what I was saying. What I think I'm saying is I have, in my life, in my adult life, I've been the lucky guy that's able to do things like that for other people.
Yeah,
I'm not the person, I've never been in my adult life. I have never been on the receiving end. I haven't been the TV commercial with the bow that you see. I've always thought that was ridiculous because it just doesn't happen to people.
And how many times and this is where I was going with it. You were probably the guy that was able to do something special like this for people.
Yeah, and I loved it. And believe me, I enjoy doing it. I just, the thing that's important to point out, and I don't want to get emotional over material possession
it's
silly.
It's the gesture.
It's the gesture, and it is a... for a long period of time, I've lived in a world that, if there was something I really wanted badly, I probably could make arrangements to try to acquire it.
Figure it out. Not
like, yachts or anything. But I mean, I was comfortable. And then the last 2 years have been a new struggle, which I have embraced because I think everybody should go through it. I think it makes you a better person.
And
a lot of people are going through it. Yeah. And so I have for 3 years, maybe four years. I think it's close. It's 3 to 4 years. I have been going back and forth because it is something that, and this lady across the street here that I love ends up, working her ass off. And we kind of, I kind of take care of some bills around here. She takes care of the groceries and she does her own thing. But I just realized she's got a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And I will never ever experience anything like this again. It was just, and because of that, I looked over at Lyndon and I said, I'm
acting like a woman. I'm acting.
Yeah,
I'm,
and Linden's whispering kind of the tough here. Guy.
Yeah, he's yes. a man's
They're
man.
All yeah. tough guys. Yeah. They're all bikers. Yeah, They're in this room. Yeah. But the thing about this group, the Harley Owners Group of Fairfax, and this is where I give them their props, it was a room full of people. Because it's a motorcycle.
Right. They get it.
But it's the pure joy of the motorcycle.
Right.
They're all about it. They're completely about it. There's no, you know how you get something yeah. like that goes down and people are like, oh, wow. How about, and you get immediately the cynical comments and stuff like that. And I'm looking at this and she picked it out. She picked it out. It was incredible for me. And I will never forget it. And I was just blubbering. Like, I mean, because of the gesture, that's what the whole thing's about.
That grand gesture is all you needed.
Oh,
and you
God.
Didn't. And the best part about all of this.
Well, she could have gotten it for you before the ride.
You know what? I don't think.
Please, you're Mark, funny. What are you doing?
That I don't think it works without that. I don't know. It just, a surprise is, one thing is funny with all the nice things I'm going to say about being surprised. Yeah. It makes me realize just how I bumble through life clueless. I mean, y'all could probably take me for everything I got because I just don't clue in.
Quiet,
you know,
Mark.
I do this show and I don't, and I'm like, bloop, 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 you know, but you could be embezzling from me. You know, Carla's out with the gardener, and I'm like, bloop, 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 bloop. You want salmon tonight? You know, that type of thing.
But
you know?
Mike,
hey, how's everybody doing? Yeah, all right, there we go.
Regardless of what it was,
wrong sound effect.
You just get reminded that you have a teammate.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, you
have like a really, really strong teammate.
Mind-blowing, and, I'll never forget it. It was just, because it's so new, and I look at, and she's starting to, to get emotional
sure.
about this. Because it's, look, I know for people, there are people where this is the type of thing that is, is a goddamn tough pull. There are other people in this world that probably go, hey, it's a motorcycle. Get mm-hmm. over it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. For both of you, I just have to say, for me, it doesn't get any more special. I'm literally reeling over this. I have told every member of my family. I have told every one of my friends who probably don't get it. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's appropriate. I would think nothing less. So anyway, so I get up and I do what I hate. If I do this at any other eulogies they ask me to do, and God knows there'll be a few more because I'm getting older, or probably my own, I stood up there and I thank everybody for the ride, and I'm very cool. And I said, and on a final note, I just would like to say, on a personal note, I had no idea when I was coming in here that I was going to be experiencing what I experienced. And I didn't totally break down, but I felt like, because really, at the end of the day, you're talking about a motorcycle.
Right.
And you're getting emotional. And I got in the front row, I get one of the, the chicks down there. Aw.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really a woman's way. That code is aw. Yep. What a pussy.
No, not that at all. It. That's a woman being touched by seeing a man get emotional.
It was what a night. And then I think I've gotten 2 hours of sleep. I am literally that keyed up and that excited because how that's my thing. That's what I dig doing.
And people, I think everybody knows someone that maybe at some point in their life have had the opportunity to do some really special things for people, mm-hmm. much like you have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And those people that are on the giving end, they give because they want to.
Oh, it's...
But on their end, it really, there are points in your life, irregardless of how financially stable you are, or how lucky you've been, or what has happened, that you don't feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. And a thank you will go further than anything.
It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing.
But when someone who is working like their ass off,
right.
day to day to day to
sure.
day, and does something like what Carla did,
mm-hmm.
it really blows your mind because that in itself
stunned.
Is so selfless.
Absolutely stunned. Yeah. And really it was, oh, she's got a nice motorcycle because she wants to get the one that she wants so she can ride on the back. No, she rides
about,
on the
this is about you.
She rides on the back grudgingly.
Yes.
She does. But I'm like, hey, you want to go on a bike ride? Okay.
All right. Your joy mm-hmm. is my misery.
I know. I understand. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy.
You're
Happy for you too.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy for you.
Yes.
But the joy she's created for you, she's created misery for me.
I understand this.
Because now there'll be even more pressure on me.
I know.
With the finances.
I know. I know. Yeah. I know. And, you know,
thanks,
and
Carla.
I know.
I'm going to try to help with that.
Yeah, it's insane. It was an insane day. And
that's
nice. All I can say is much less. And now, I mean, not only do I have the summer of riding bitch because this may go through Christmas. I can't have any screw ups,
right?
No. And God forbid, I had enough guys go, you got to keep her there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't screw it up, Mike. And everybody now, you know, and because really she's trumped me. 100%.
Right.
You know, she'll be able to, you know, now live in the house. She'll be able to put me in a cage like the Gimp and take me up periodically and beat me with a stick.
That's going
to
make next week more tolerable, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Next week
absolutely.
Is going to be.
Yeah.
Next week will be. I will be seriously like, who's the guy in the Green Hornet? Cato.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I seriously will be Cato. I'll be bringing drinks out to them. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks out to them, dressed as a Buddha.
This has moved me so much that. Everybody knows that I've always gave Beluga 6 months.
You've always given Beluga 6 months. Yes.
I've always given Beluga 6 months to live.
Yes.
I now give Beluga, because of what Carla's done.
Uh-oh. Such an ass.
7 months.
Thank seven extra right. months.
7 months.
We'll take a break.
That's
we will
so
take a break.
Sweet.
I saw him walking today.
Yes.
Didn't look
so
that
sweet.
Good.
He dropped two coils today. Don't forget about that. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This second segment is brought to you by Mangraves.
Yeah.
Woo! This Father's Day, there's only one perfect gift, 100% made in America Mangraves. With these cast iron grilling grates, your dad can have steakhouse flavor at home with no flare-ups and no dry meat. Today's it. Father's Day, you want to get those Mangraves there on time. You can do a belated thing, but you know, if you really want to get them, hustle.
Today.
And the cool thing about it, I've always talked about this. This is my stupid world. You get your dad Mangraves, and it's got that heft.
You know, it's great.
It's got that iron, cast iron weight that makes it, here, you're going to get something really
pretty. People dog the USPS, United States Postal Service, a lot.
Yes.
But if you really work with them on a commercial level,
mm-hmm.
they're coming at 9 p.m. to pick up the last orders of Mangraves.
There you go.
Like so they're bringing a truck to pick them up.
Make your dad happy and get that phenomenal grill brush as well. It's got TMOS on it. Does it still have that on it?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, right now a special $20 price for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. To get Mangraves for you or your dad and to get that special price, just click their banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. All right, so I got that out of there.
What are you going to do with your bike, your other one?
It's gone.
It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone because I'm trading.
Okay.
In fact, I'm bringing it to the dealership. Remember when you said, hey, I want to see if we can start a little bit later? I said, no!
Yeah, right.
No! Got to get on there.
It.
Because they said I could have ridden this bike home, but I was not in riding wear at all.
Okay.
I wasn't wearing my striped shorts. And my Jack Purcells. I was
or your clown shoes.
Which is my and my clown shoes sometimes. Yeah. Depends on whether there's weather.
Yeah.
I wasn't in my riding suit. So I didn't ride at home last night. I also said I was just way too keyed up.
Mm-hmm.
I still I'm still blown away by this thing, and I'll give you all rides around the neighborhood.
Because
you can all fit on the back of it. It's like a Barker lounge. on the program today as well. I wanted just to say, to get political, and I don't say I'm not going to get political anymore.
Right.
Wanted to lay a little congrats out to this guy, Ron Barber, who was the aide to Gabby Giffords down in Arizona. This, to me, is one of those elections that cut through politics. And I know you've spent some time down in Arizona.
Yeah.
But the fact is, this is a congressman who, through no fault of her own, was at a shopping center in front of a grocery store and caught a bullet in the head.
Right.
And was unable to fill out her term. And the fact that last year at Rolling Thunder time, I had to meet, I got an opportunity to meet a couple of her assistants, not the one that was running for Congress, but he ran, this guy Ron Barber, after the fact. And I just think this is people not thinking about politics. This is people thinking about human beings.
Yeah.
And the fact that I think this was an amazing tribute to a congresswoman who caught a bullet. And I would have felt the same way, Republican or Democrat. And I just was kind of, that made me smile. Well, that was just a moment where, with all the crap and all the people butting heads, this is a moment that made me smile.
Yeah, because you don't think about the politics. You think about the humanity.
Yes,
exactly. You think about the actual, the people that, because what happened to Gabby Gifford was something that could have happened to anybody.
Right.
It just happened that this psychopath decided to go on a shooting spree. And if I recall correctly, this is one of her aides that came to her help to help her out, right?
Yeah,
one
absolutely.
Of the first guys that was there.
Just a special day, and I felt good about that. I truly did. I really, really felt happy that this was this is something that happened, because how many people endure this type of thing? And it was, I don't think I wasn't down there in Arizona, so I don't know.
Oh, it changed.
Whether it was
the landscape.
A referendum on anything other than, thank you for your service. And, she's supporting. This is kind of her handpicked successor. This is the woman who was married to another hero, an astronaut. Mm-hmm. A guy puts his ass on the line also. This is people that, that are better than we are. They dedicate their lives to public service. And I just was, I was happy for that.
And it was also pretty amazing to see when those results came out that it was a majority.
Right.
Almost everyone.
There was no BS.
Fun. No, hey, what are we going to do? No.
It took a second off the front pages, this trial that is just, in our world, we have to know what's going on. So we are going to see the different news cycles, because that's how we get material for what we do. That's how we pay attention to it. But I swear to God, if I have to sit there and hear one more account, I'm wishing for a speedy trial now.
Yeah, it needs
with
to
the Sandusky situation,
yeah.
Because it's just insane when you hear this going on and on and on. And I would imagine even the most jaded defense lawyer, even the most jaded one, would have a little bit of trouble putting the head on the pillow at night when you're cross-examining these 28-year-old guys that were molested. I mean, I think it's got to be very, very difficult to do that, even though your job is to defend your client.
We talked about this at length when the story first broke, but I always seem to think back to the point where you've had the quarterback's coach, who used to be a former quarterback at Penn State,
mm-hmm.
who initially reported the situation of seeing, allegedly, the coach with a young boy in the shower.
And hearing something.
And hearing.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's so strange to me, because I sit here and for some reason, while I know that Coach Joe Paterno has passed.
Yeah.
It's strange to me that I still feel like he could have done something more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this, something like this happens for as long as it happens, I think there's a lot of blame to go around, and that's just the way it is. Here's the question I have for you guys as far as the guy himself, though. When you really think about these allegations and what's going on that stand, is this guy the monster, or is he just the complete psycho, disturbed idiot that has no clue? Because it almost seems to me, in a situation like this, you're deluded to such an extent that you're going through this, you're experiencing. They say he's joking with supporters in the courtroom. And I'm just like, you don't even understand that there's a certain way that you're going to carry yourself during this trial. You know what I mean?
Well, even
he doesn't even get that. I think the guy's just without a clue completely.
Even during the Costas interview where Bob Costas asked him, and I don't even know how the hell he got on that TV show.
Right,
They use that footage.
They're using
the trial.
And they're using it in the trial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He says to Bob Costas, when Bob Costas asked him, are you sexually attracted to young men?
Mm-hmm.
And he paused.
Right.
He goes, sexually attracted? Well, I enjoy the company of young... It was just so creepy.
It was a creepy answer.
It's like a mental illness.
I think he is seriously, seriously sick, which is another thing where... Are they trying to go with that angle? No, they're saying... Their defense is he didn't do it.
Right.
At
That's
all.
It. Yeah. That's the whole defense.
And they're going to bring his wife on, and like the wife is going to be able to monitor him when he's in the showers at Penn State.
I mean,
with
she
these
doesn't
kids.
Know what's going on at Penn State.
It's
she's not there with him.
I just think it's a very odd. I think we'll probably have to do the post-mortem on it and see what's going on.
What do you tell? I don't have kids, but what do you tell your kids about any of this? Do you have conversations with them? You say, when they were younger?
When they were younger, I may have. You know, you have to deal with it. But, you know, I don't, you know, I've got the dilemma that I'm the part-timer.
Yeah.
So I'm not there all the time. And this is, my kids now are both soon to be 15, soon to be 17. So they, you know, they're going into the scene at all, been there and done that all. Yes. You know, it's a, that's the world that I live right now.
Yeah.
You got the little
one. And we've driven it into her that it's, nobody is to look or feel those parts on her except for her doctor and us to an extent where we, you know, if there's something wrong, we may have to look.
But you've had the conversation.
But we've had that conversation, and it's, and I know she has got that.
She's well
free
aware.
And clear now. All she understands.
You know, I can paint a broader stroke for you, Oscar, because all I remember is that probably due to my Jesuit-raised, I shouldn't say Jesuit-raised because, my God, they're the worst in the world. But the fact that I was in that kind of uptight Irish Catholic household, I can't even remember back when it, in my world, was inappropriate for me to even go into the bathroom when they were in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it was really, it was like one day, I'm bathing my children, my daughters, and then the next day it's just like, mom, you go in there. You deal with that, because I just didn't even want to be in that situation, because it's just, I think it's such a strange world to me. And I remember being aware, and I got to be careful here because I don't want to direct this to anybody so they'd know who they were. But I remember being aware of a father that bathed with the daughter, and it was, I thought, at an age that was very inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing pictures, you know, that were like family kind of cutesy and just going, oh, Jesus. That's it's a little longer.
But everybody's got like
she was 19.
I have two stories.
Terrible.
I have someone that I was very close to when I was younger that turned out to be an amazing person and grew up, and as far as I know, is normal. That she used to, she told me this in confidence, and I thought it was the strangest thing, and I didn't bring it up. I didn't belabor the point. I didn't do anything like that. That she used to be, she remembers being in the shower with her father.
That's bad. Right there.
Everybody hold your breath, and if you're drinking coffee, put it down. Because you were about to spit it out or call 911. She said that she used to grab her father's junk and pretend that she would sing into it like a microphone.
See, and there's no age.
That is not
There's
cool,
no
right?
age-appropriate
that
behavior
is not
with that.
Cool. And they thought that it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
That,
it's there's
that
some
is,
people,
that is
you know,
not,
and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe in their world it was so innocent that they didn't, but I don't care. Anytime a child is near the one eye, you know, forget it. I mean, it's just not, it's a weird
and I
world.
Said, I paused. I said, excuse me. She goes, yeah, it's like if we were singing in the shower, I would grab it.
Right.
Oh my God.
It's just, very normal.
Yeah. You two are making me uncomfortable.
Thank you, sir.
That's one.
To get back to the original thing, I think we're dealing with a guy that's brain damaged.
No, that's a whole different animal.
I think he is, but also not only is he damaged goods, I think there's something.
Yeah.
He's not well, but the fact is also, I think the behavior lasted for so long that in his own mind, he probably doesn't
but
think he
was untouchable. Like, for example, in my household.
Protected in that environment.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're walking on water.
Right, exactly.
In Penn State around that time. When I was younger and I'd go to sleepovers or anything, my mom, she would tell us this. She would tell my, I love my mom, but she's very, very blunt and upfront.
Right.
Are we going to go down the Bolivian abuse highway
she
here?
She would say, no dejen de que te toquen la cosita.
I think I've heard this.
Yes.
Something about the butt?
No. She said, she would point at us. So we have our backpacks and our sleeping bags in our hands.
Don't take the burrito in the part the coin slot is.
No dejen que le toquen tu cosita. And la cosita was, don't let anybody touch your penis.
Okay.
That's what she would say to us, and she'd send us on our way.
Good advice.
You know what I mean, though?
Have a nice day at school. Don't let anyone not touch your penis. Come back at 4 o'clock. We have dinner at 5 o'clock. Your father gets here. Not let people touch your penis.
That's exactly what she would do.
This penis. Well, you know what? Don't let anybody touch your penis.
Straight into the point. That's straight to the point.
Well, that is too good.
It'll definitely stick in your head.
Yeah, because yeah. I look at my brother and be like, does she have to say that every time we leave the house?
I, you know, my memory one time, and Don and I years ago did a whole show on this one day, the fact that we both remember the specific moment where, you know, I'm coming upstairs, it's the middle of the afternoon, I've been outside playing, riding my bike around, you know, it's daytime. And apparently my mom was going out for one of her social things she was going to do with the ladies and decided that she was going to jump into the shower mid-afternoon. Highly irregular. And I go rolling up and I catch her in the bra and panties in the bedroom.
No! Last thing you'll ever want to do.
Oh, my God. No. It seriously looked like something out of Game of Thrones.
Right.
It was totally frightening. Really, you could have shot bullets at that.
Shooted.
You could have shooted bullets at that, and it would have bounced right off.
You don't even
right
like
off.
Talking about it. Look at you.
It makes me totally Yeah. I mean, I could go into real detail about one time I saw something else, and it was not appropriate.
I'll tell you what my mom used to say to me.
I saw top and I think bottom at one point.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was just an accident both times. And it's so quick that I might not have even known what I was saying. It might have been like, I don't know, we had a standard poodle.
So. All right. I give up. That's hilarious.
Jesus.
All I know is I turned around so fast. It was just like, you know, it's like, Mom, I just want to see this. No! Seriously, that's what you heard the one thing. It's just like, hey, Ma, do we have any cookies down there? No!
I don't know if men still wear these, but there used to be some old school, like, really loose pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And the fly would just be just be huge.
Oh, I saw, you know, growing up, I saw my dad's.
Me too.
You know, all the time. Yeah. I thought, and I, you know, and really, I have no idea to this day.
Yeah.
I really have no idea to this day how he measures up, because I was a little kid when I would see that.
Right. You're like,
and I thought it was the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah. My dad.
I think that's really the whole father-son thing. It's the biggest penis I've ever seen. My God, it's the biggest penis in the world.
I was scared.
Oh, yeah.
I walked out because I really didn't know what was going on. And usually the move was when I was little is you'd wake up and you'd run to your parents' room because we didn't have a TV in our room.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd go and watch cartoons while they tried to sleep a little longer. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I would go in and I remember walking up and he was just coming out of the can and he had no shirt on and he had his thing just hanging out of there. And I was like, and my dad said, you have one too. Yeah. I said, could you put it away?
All I know is when I used to look at my old man, seriously, I thought if I got close enough, I could hear this. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Mark Gronick and Rob Spiewak's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started.
Got to tell you something.
Yes.
Don't want to get old Bobo pissed off at me, but kind of enjoying the little moderno.
Yeah.
Little updato.
It's been fun.
Rob's got an encyclopedic knowledge of music, and I think Rob may be playing what he plays to cater to me, and I don't want that anymore.
No, he's catering to him.
New music.
He's catering
knows.
To him. I'd like. I he knows.
Yeah, he knows
modern
music.
Music.
Yeah, he's got kids
better than I do.
Yeah.
And so I request for this show if we can keep that going.
Okay,
keeps me young, don't you know?
Yes.
Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. We don't talk about it enough, and every now and then it's a good idea to remind all of you that if you want a number one way to support this show, shop on Amazon and do it through our website, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Everybody shops on Amazon. You get great deals. I don't have to tell you all of that. You know that. They're the biggest company in the world. They don't even know we exist.
Right.
But Jesus, do we know they exist. I'm talking about for Father's Day gifts. I'm talking about if you're buying for your office, if you're getting supplies, whatever. You're getting, you know, you're getting a paperclip. If you go through our website, it helps our show because we get credit for it. This powers the show, our relationship with Amazon. It is our single most important thing that you can do for the show. Check the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It will take you directly to your account, and we get the credit.
Yeah.
This Father's Day, save money and support the show. Shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Let's get right to it. Got time for a quickie one today, Mark, because we're very busy, and I have a very fat newscast.
Okay. Well, nice. Can you do me the honor, and I need your help with this first one.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this morning that I had some idea about how we can do Rob's Facebook posts, how we can translate those on the show.
That's right.
So I need maybe with your effects mic, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak Facebook world, something along those lines.
Yes.
You know, it would really be helpful.
Okay.
I had a microphone.
Yeah. What
someone happened? Named Diaz has stolen my microphone.
Yes, he has. Well, I can move on. We can get back
what
to
happened
that
to the microphone, RJ?
I have it.
He has it.
Is it at your house?
No, it's in the car.
Are you doing a podcast?
I forgot to bring it.
RJ, back. I'm sorry about that.
What do you want it to call? I'll do it with my regular voice.
Okay, you can name it, but I was thinking, you know, Rob Spiewak Facebook World or something like
and
that.
And now Spiewak Travelogue.
Okay,
right,
so here is yesterday's post. This morning's post on Facebook.
Thursday, June 14th, 8 a.m. Today, we play miniature golf. I look forward to making the kids play by the rules. The rules are in place to make the game more fun, you see.
There it is.
That's funny.
Yep.
That was a real post from Rob. And I have to say, that's funny, Maya reading that. I have to say, the pictures, they look like they're having an absolute blast.
They do. Did you see that one picture? I literally laughed out loud when I saw one of the comments. It's a real close-up of Rob and I think Carrie, and they're on a boat.
Right, like a ferry or something.
Yeah, and his head, the lighting, his head is so white at the top that it actually, the listener wrote, "You don't know when the heavens start and Rob's head ends because it blends right into the sky like
blinding.
That."
Perhaps better written than delivered there.
Oh, but, of course.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of ferries, I have one more for you.
Okay,
will you give us a little?
Rob Spiewak Travelogue. No, Wednesday. No, we don't need it now. We don't need it. He's scurrying around. Here's a question for you. And the way your mind and your brain works. This bit started like 10 minutes ago, and then like halfway through is when you decided to go out to your car. You looked at me and went, "It's in my car."
Right.
And then you sat, and then you went to your car. Then you bring it in at the end when it's all over. I don't understand how that mind of yours works.
I had to get it, Mike.
Thank you.
He had to.
All right, so let's play
so
the second
here
one.
It is.
Jesus Christ.
Wednesday, June 13th, 4 p.m. I haven't seen this many ferries since the Tony Awards.
There it is. That was his post.
This many ferries. What was he referring to? Was he
boats.
Drinking? Oh, ferries.
Yes.
There he goes.
Yes.
The Tony Awards.
So,
doing his shtick.
Yes.
He has, when he gets back on Monday, I believe it has killed him not to be able to, like, constantly be. Do you remember his last vacation?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When he was on it, he was on it every single day.
And
I think we have to free him. We have to free him.
Especially with the Jerry situation going on.
Yeah. Yeah. He's killing him.
And really, can someone, RJ, can you get an RJ? Can you get a Jerry update for us?
I will.
Can you possibly do that to redeem yourself? There we go. Okay, got time for a few more.
Okay, since Rob's not here,
Did you go dead?
I was doing the dead chant.
You are a sick man.
We can talk a little sports since Rob's not here. Last night, San Francisco Giants, Matt Cain pitches the first perfect game in the franchise's history. Oh, do you want me to save that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll play it for you.
See, that's why you know how you asked yesterday and then you didn't ask today?
Yeah.
That was like, now I know what Buzz goes through when he
gets with Robin. He gets a little
annoyed.
I'll save that.
Save it for the news. Okay. I'd like to have the audio. That'll be perfect.
All right. Well, here is something a little more serious. It's a 911 call from a guy who said his yacht exploded and people died, but it turned out it was a hoax.
Did he sound like Mr. Howell?
Let's find out. Here is the call.
We have 21 souls on board. 20 in the water right now. I have 3 deceased on board, 9 injured because of the explosion we've had. I'm in 3 feet of water on the bridge. I'm going to stay by the radio as long as I can before I have to go overboard. Electronic array is down. I'm on a solar-powered radio right now.
Okay. Is anybody hearing drunk?
He sounds drunk. Right. They don't know where he is, and there's apparently like a $3,000 reward for any information.
Because the Coast Guard
guy.
Was dispatched.
Oh my
the
God!
The Contras was dispatched. They had a clipper going his way. They couldn't find anything.
Okay, I have to ask you this because that's in the extreme.
A cutter,
and I'm not going to pretend that I even understand that. But have either one of you, when alcohol has been flowing? Yeah. Don't you tend occasionally, I have in the past, to play fast and loose with the truth?
Sure, but I'm not calling 911.
Well, no, not that. Right. That's it taken. That's why when I heard the alcohol, he said it. I'm talking about like, you know, back in my American University days when Brad Peters and I walked into the bar, you know, we're like, yeah, we play for the Washington Capitals.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff. That's what
I have a friend who's an actor, and this was several years ago. He was in town visiting, and we went out to the bars, and he was telling people that he was cast as the new Robin in the Batman movies.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. Got time for only one more, Mark Gronick.
Oh, okay, well then, Mike, I learned a lesson yesterday from you about the Jewish jokes, the old men telling jokes.
That was a horrible one.
You said it was too long.
Too long.
And the punchline didn't really exist.
It didn't deliver.
So here we go. I think I've learned my lesson. Here is John telling a little joke about doctors.
Okay, very good.
If it plays.
All right.
Oh, well, there's my lesson.
Well, there we go. No, that's so sad.
That is
He's done a really good job all
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes this app doesn't work out. All right, well, here you go, Mike.
Oh, you have another one?
Yes.
You have a backup plan?
The recent world champion.
Oscar's look on Oscar's face.
Sorry, it didn't work.
Go ahead.
The world champion. Burp.
All right, world champion burp.
Nice. 18 seconds. A real burp. He drank 2 gallons of soda in order to get this 18-second
Let's
burp.
Listen.
And nothing.
Oh,
Mark,
no.
I'm so sorry. Your technology has betrayed you. I'm very, very sorry.
Really,
but you know what?
Angry.
You know who's going to pull your fat out of the fire here? Mr. RJ Diaz with a Jerry update. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Raymond.
Comedian Jerry Lewis is back at his hotel after being hospitalized Thursday night.
Hallelujah! That's wonderful. Yes,
here's
Jerry
your burp.
All right, here's the burp.
Do you want the Jew? Or
okay,
no, he's back at his hotel. We're fine.
Do you want the Jew or the burp?
I want the burp.
Okay,
go.
Jesus!
Wow!
Oh. Wow!
Oh my!
And that,
God.
Mike, that. Is your audio vault.
Good stuff. We will take a break. Come back with news. My last chance. Buzz is coming back tomorrow, so it's my last chance to do news today. Very excited about that. We will be back with the news.
That was Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
Absolutely, and it sounded legit.
It did. Right? It was.
We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. This segment brought to you by ScoreBig. That's the news, of course. ScoreBig.com. Don't forget for Father's Day, wonderful chance for you to get your dad tickets to a concert, to a sporting event, and impossible to pay full price on ScoreBig.com. Every ticket, we mean this, every ticket guaranteed to be between 10 and 60% below retail price. Nathan Schultz got 3 second-row seats for a Giants game and had to cough up all of 1850. I wonder if it was that game
that
game we're going to talk about in a minute. For all three, that's incredible. See what we mean? Schultz says he'll definitely use the TMOS code at ScoreBig again. ScoreBig.com, if you have not checked out this website and you're thinking about going to a game, check them out every single day. They're getting more venues. They're getting more tickets. They're getting more opportunities for you to save a lot. That's ScoreBig.com. And get the discount if you put TMOS in. And they're right on our webpage at MikeOmeraShow.com. All right, it's time for the news, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's get right to it. And, of course, that's Buzz's regular stager, but I stop it because I have my own stager.
And here you go, Mike. Sorry, I just had to pull it up on the,
it's okay.
on the thing
okay. I'm going to take that thing and flush it down the toilet. Thank you very much. President Obama and Mitt Romney will face off on the economy Thursday, each delivering a major campaign address in Ohio, the closest they've come yet to a general election debate. Why am I turning into Walter Cronkite? I don't understand. The two opponents will not be sharing the same stage. Obama will deliver what is described as a framing speech. He's a framer.
Not to be confused with laser. Doctor. He'll be giving that to a community college in Cleveland. Romney will be at a manufacturing company in Cincinnati for a rally. They plan to speak at virtually the same time Thursday afternoon. China says it does not approve of using sanctions to address the crisis in Syria. Shocker. That's a day after France's foreign minister discussed possible measures to enforce a faltering ceasefire plan. Chinese foreign minister spokesman Li Wenming, he said Thursday his country objected to using pressure and instead backed the efforts of international loser envoy Kofi Annan. Oh, I'm sorry. I was editorializing.
No.
Liu said, and I quote, hold on just a second. No, that's the wrong one. Damn it, my glasses. I hate these glasses. I can't see.
That technology sucks.
Sorry about that. Liu Wenming, that was a little dig.
Yeah, that was a dig.
Yeah, but
come
I'll make one mistake. You made five.
Anyway,
here we go.
It played.
Liu Wenming said, under the current administration system, under the current circumstances, all the parties should continue to vigorously support UN envoy Kofi Annan's mediation efforts. We urge relevant parties in Syria to effectively implement relevant UN Security Council resolutions and Annan's six-point proposals, actively cooperate with UN monitors, and if any form of violence, protect civilians, and ease the current tense situation as soon as possible. Just played that because it sounded like a real Chinese quote. Thank you very much. Time for our next. Thank you very much. Turbulence forced a United Airlines flight bound for New York's LaGuardia Airport to land shortly after takeoff Tuesday night. And said that. That's my WMAL news. Tuesday night, and sent five people to the hospital. Shortly after, the United Airlines flight 1632 took off from Houston's Intercontinental Airport at 8:08 p.m. I'm the average WMAL newsman, and all I give a rat's ass about is trying to wipe. The flight experienced severe turbulence and diverted to Lake Charles, Louisiana at 8:41, where everybody dined on crawfish. Mm. No, that's not true. Lake Charles Regional Airport Executive Director Heath Allen told CNN affiliate KPLC, three of the injured were members of the flight crew. He doesn't have a voice like that.
No, not at all.
I'm really just messing around with the news. Hit that sounder again. A trauma surgeon and former military weapons expert continued early Thursday to elude authorities, who began searching for him shortly after the fatal shooting of a receptionist at the Buffalo Hospital where they worked. We have a lot of listeners up there. That's why I put this in the news. Police warned that Dr. Timothy Jordan may be armed and should be considered dangerous. Jordan, who has been licensed to practice medicine in New York for a decade, has served as a role model for black youth in Buffalo. Not anymore. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, right? A homeless man is $77,000 richer after being awarded the cash and gold coins he stumbled upon in a Texas park earlier this year. 46-year-old Timothy Yost reportedly discovered the loot in January while going to wash his feet in the Colorado River. Yost told police he kicked a bag he'd spotted and it jingled. Hey, look at that. Inside was a mound of wet cash and South African coins. A bag teller called police after he tried to swap the damp dough for fresh bills. Yost showed officers where he made the discovery, but the city of Bastrop, I've never been there.
No.
They kept the money so police could investigate whether a crime had occurred and try to find the owner, and now they have it, and now he's got it.
Good for him.
Wow.
Cougars!
Mm.
Cougars! I could use that one, or... I'm sorry. I have to get the right sound effect. Cougars! are again spreading across the Midwest, a century after generally reclusive predators were hunted to near extinction. According to a new study, billed as the first rigorous statistical look at the issue, the findings detailed in the Journal of Wildlife Management showed 178 cougar confirmations in the Midwest and as far south as Texas between 1990 and 2008, while confirmed sightings of Midwest cougars... were sporadic before 1990, that number spiked to more than 30 by 2008, according to the study. In sports, here we go, guys. Congratulations go out to our West Coast friends, specifically in the Bay Area. Matt Cain had such good stuff that it seemed like it was only a matter of time until he put his first no-hitter under his belt. But the big righty did all our expectations one better on a memorable and cool Wednesday night at AT&T Park.
looking into Buster Posey. One ball and two strikes. On the ground, Arias from deep third, got him! And that's a perfect game.
And I love that. Giants, one of these days, Alex.
On the pitcher's mound.
One of these days, I'd like to be. It was the second perfect game thrown this season, the 22nd in history, and incredibly only the first in the 128-year history of the Giants franchise. We had a ton of Giants fans that listened to this show, so I congratulate them. I hope they had a fantastic night. And finally,
yes,
there's one hell of a dragon egg hidden in Game of Thrones. This might be old. This might be my old news. I just saw it today, and because I'm aware of it, I'll share it with you. It turns out one of the many heads on a spike decorating King's Landing belonged to ex-President George Bush.
Yeah.
Am I late to the party with
no,
this?
No, you're not. Heard this
right.
is new.
If you keep your eyes peeled when King Joffrey takes Sansa Stark to gaze upon the spiked head of her dead father at around 12 minutes in, you'll notice that one of the heads looks slightly familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Show creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss explained in their DVD commentary that the decapitated head is actually George
it
W.
Is.
Bush.
Jesus. That's, I almost pulled that audio as well today.
Here I am. I'm sitting there just taking a look at you. Look at my head decapitated.
It's really freaky.
The last head on the left, according to these guys, is George Bush. George Bush's head appears in a couple of beheading scenes. It's not a choice. It's not a political statement. They said, we just we had to use whatever head we had lying around.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, when... we need another one. There we go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
I got so caught up in his head.
When Whitney... And I will do my very best to pronounce this name correctly. When Whitney Kalk, C-A-L-K, Kalk, if you were
caulking
a bathroom, Whitney Kalk sought a personalized license plate from a Tennessee state agency to tout her vegetarian ideals. She was annoyed when she was told no. It turns out that the letters I-L-V... T-O-F-U can be construed to mean more than enjoying tofu.
No.
When I see T-O-F-U, I see tofu, said Kalk, who requested the so-called vanity plate from the Tennessee Department of Revenue last September. I can't control the way anyone else interprets it, added Kalk, a 26-year-old animal rights activist from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So to now, Whitney is one of those generic names. It could be either a man's name or a woman's name.
True.
But I let's just say it's a dude.
Okay.
So to Whitney, I say, see you in Toledo. Bend over, spell run. OU812. LOL. OMG. LMFAO. And my favorite, AMF. Thank you. That's it. That's the news. I had fun doing it.
That's
I sure
good.
Did. And Buzz is coming back with news tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sad. No, I'm not. No, I'm very excited to have Buzz here. On the bonus hour this week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be taping that today. You'll be hearing it on Friday. It's our summertime show. All about some summertime.
That's
and
right.
We'll be talking about summer loves, summer jobs, summer disasters. Why is summer so important? Summer. So join us for that. Other than that, we're onward and upward, okay? Our show today was brought to you by the good people at NVCC. That's Northern Virginia Community College, and we thank them. Don't forget, April is teaching her class in First Aid on Saturday, June 23rd at the Manassas Innovation Park location. To register for her class, call 703-822-9040 or click their link on the sponsors page at MikeOMaraShow.com. Take a class, save a life. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao.